welcome to Share Talk, and today we have Andrew Bell, who is the Regency Mines Chairman. How are you there?
Very well, thanks, Stephen. You too, I hope.
Yep, same as earlier on today. So, you've just released a RNS, and it backs up what has been previously said in an interview that I conducted with you a short while ago on that news could be coming in relation to your Motveld.
Yeah, I think we're entering into a news-rich period for the company.
Definitely. Would you like to discuss, obviously, this subscription for the new shares and what the deal means in the greater scheme of things for Regency Mining Holdings?
I think we've been making it clear for quite some time that we have been aiming to make Regency a company which, apart from its exploration assets, of which we had one or two very chunky assets, very large, but of course the corollary of being very large is that to develop them and explore them cost a lot of money. We had one or two of these, but they weren't balanced by revenue production. And this, for a small company, made us too insecure a life form in the market. And we wanted to find things that could generate cash. At the same time, we wanted to find assets that would enable us to get the leverage from coming from the bottom of the mineral cycle up again. And we thought that we might have a conflict. We could either have one or the other, either revenue or huge capital increase. But with the coal assets we're investing in the United States, there is a good chance we get both. So that's where we are concentrating. We're expecting to get a huge uplift from increased production and revenues from that, and trying to enlarge our bridgehead. And that's where we've broken through, in a sense. We also have the coal bed methane, which is looking very interesting, an asset out of bankruptcy, where we may need to put in more money. So we have been telegraphing for a long time that we have been looking for joint venture partners or buyers for some assets, of which Motveld was prime. And so we're very happy with this deal.
So, obviously, in relation to the money, if the option is exercised, what will that be used towards?
Well, it will, first of all, the option price, which I think is embedded in the price at which we're issuing some shares, defrays part of our cost that we've incurred historically on this asset. If the option is exercised, then we'll get a substantial uplift on the price we paid. We'll also get a cash inflow. We'll be left with a royalty. The asset will be in, I think, better, more adventurous hands that are more concentrated on this asset. And if it eventually is disposed of in the next 18 months, we have an embarrassment clause. We get some more money. If it eventually comes into production, we benefit from that very good royalty. Meantime, we can concentrate on other things. And shareholders looking at the company can see, well, we don't need to worry that they might need to raise a lot of money to explore that. So that helps us, helps our share price.
In relation, obviously, to Motveld then, just to summarise it into sort of an easier wording, the amount of dilution to take that project forward would not have been effectively an economically viable solution, whereas is offering
just at the time we're trying to tell people that we're going to be getting revenues, they'd be saying, but after a period where you couldn't perhaps do anything in Greenland, the government there will be expecting you to spend money, you'll be pushed to spend money, you have maybe an obligation to spend money if you want to keep the license. Where are you going to get that money from? And so we have sidestepped that issue. We've cleared our decks, clarified our focus, and make some money into the process.
So in relation now then, primarily your aim is at the coal metallurgical projects. You've obviously announced in this news release that things are going to schedule. Where is the next piece of news flow going to come from in relation to that?
Well, the next news flow may be that, or it may be other assets that we are looking to either dispose of or joint venture. We want to just to transform the company. That has two aspects. One, driving forward in on our best projects and focusing on them. The other is making sure that we are not distracted by other things, particularly other things which have cash flow implications. We want people to see that, like Red Rock, we are coming into a period where the company is generating cash rather than consuming it. So I'm not sure where the next announcement is going to come, but there are going to be a number of announcements. They're becoming thick and fast from here.
Right, Andrew, is there anything further that you would like to add in relation to Regency Mining?
I just say, watch this space. We promised people what we were going to do. We said very clearly what we were going to do. And over the last 3 or 4 months, anybody who's been paying attention can see we have been doing it. I'd like to think we've been overperforming in terms of aggression, speed, focus, determination, and I hope we can continue to outperform. The next key thing is clearly going to be people are going to look for us to show evidence of production and profit from the coal.
Indeed, and we look forward to following you on your new story there, Andrew.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much for your time today, Andrew. It's been a pleasure speaking as always.
Okay, bye.